I'm Diane Roberts. Nearly 316,000 people have died around the world from COVID-19, and there are now nearly 4.8 million confirmed cases. The hardest hit country remains the United States, where almost 1.5 million confirmed infections have led to nearly 90,000 virus-related deaths. The pandemic caused history to be made for the World Health Organization, holding its first ever virtual annual meeting. United Nations Chief Antonio Guterres said the pandemic should serve as a wake-up call to the world, which must be more united in responding to the crisis. The Secretary General said COVID-19 was the greatest challenge of our age and had demonstrated the world's fragility. The assembly has been trimmed from the usual 3 weeks to just 2 days. As President Trump continues blasting China and the WHO over their virus response, Beijing is rallying around the organization. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Speaking through an interpreter at the World Health Assembly,
China will provide $2 billion over 2 years to help with COVID-19 response.
Chinese President Xi Jinping's pledge comes as the Trump administration has slashed the UN Health Agency's funding and tried to undermine its credibility, with the president saying it helped China conceal the pandemic's extent early on. The European Union and other nations are now calling for an independent evaluation of the WHO's initial virus response. Its outgoing Secretary General says he'll initiate the probe at the earliest appropriate moment. Sagar Magani, Washington.
For more on these stories and all of the day's news, please visit us at voanews.com or download our app. From Washington, this is VOA News. Spain's transport minister said the tourism-dependent country aims to reopen borders around the end of June as its coronavirus lockdown fully unwinds. Deaths fell below 100 for the second day in a row in Spain. Madrid last week surprised its European Union partners by imposing a 2-week quarantine on all overseas travelers and effectively keeping borders closed, saying that was needed to avoid a second wave of COVID-19. The minister said, quote, "We must make Spain an attractive country from the health point of view," end quote. Tourism accounts for over 12% of Spain's economic output. Monday, Greece reopened the Acropolis in Athens and all open-air archaeological sites under tight sanitary conditions. It's been 2 months since the public could visit due to the coronavirus pandemic. A group of visitors, among them foreigners living in Athens and masked reporters, gathered at the world-famous site, the most visited monument in Greece. It has been closed since March 13th, 10 days before a general lockdown was imposed. Denmark said Monday it would offer all adults the